We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Hey. We mentioned that this chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on Chapter 8 in Likutei Moran Tanina, the Torah that's entitled Tikku Toichocha, Rabbi Nachman's final Shir of his life, the last Rosh Hashanah, a few days before he passed away in Chol HaMoed Sukkos. This was the last Shir that he gave, and it covers a number of major topics. In this halacha that we're learning now, he's focusing on one or two of the major topics there. We spoke about the tefillah bebechinas din, that there are sometimes, usually, tefillah is related to chesed, rachmonis. We're asking Hashem for his kindness. But Rabbi Nachman explains over there that there are certain times when the channel of kindness is messed up. There's a concept of Rachmei Rishoyim Arzori. There are certain cases where the chesed is dealt with improperly, and that channel is no longer usable for the tefillah, and the tzaddikim are aware of this, and then they switch to a tefillah bebechinas din, it's called, which is a different type of tefillah. Rabbi Nachman explains it a little bit in Likutei Moran, and there are many places in Likutei Halachos where it's discussed. We've given some examples of it. And that tefillah has tremendous, tremendous power to bring about extraordinary results. Because what happens is, as he explains, when the Sitra Achra sees a package that says din on it, they say, that's ours. They try to swallow that. It gets lodged in their throat. Rabbi Nachman shows this all through psukim, gemaras. And when something gets stuck in your throat, sometimes it causes you to throw up. And the Sitra Achra is forced to vomit up, to return loads of stuff, tefillos and das and mitzvos that the Sitra Achra had, and nefoshos and souls that the Sitra Achra had swallowed up earlier. It's forced to give that all back now. One example of it is Gerim. When Gerim come and join Klal Yisrael, that's the atzmius of the Sitra, the essence of it, that's the Sitra Achra coughing up its kishkes. It's giving up some of its own even, you know. That was one major topic in that chapter on the Likutei Moran. There was another major topic which spoke about the significance when you have a group of people doing a mitzvah and an additional person joins that group, how that multiplies the effects of what's accomplished by the group. An example is tefillah. When you have an assemblage, you have 50 people davening in a shul together. Number 51 walks in, it doesn't mean one additional person came in. It multiplies factorial the amount of kedusha that's generated by that group of people davening. And again, Rabbi Nachman brings different psukim to show this, psukim, mamori chazal, everything. He refers to it as a tosefet of a shochen, a new neighbor coming, moving into the neighborhood like and joining the assemblage of kedusha. And now we'll pick up from where we left off. Paragraph Hey, v'zeh b'chinas talis koton v'talis godol. Based on what we spoke about in the previous shir, we'll understand, we showed how this was related to the mitzvah of tzitzis, but now he's going to bring it closer and show why it is that we wear two tzitzis. We have the talis koton that we put on first, usually, in the housewear, and then a person comes to shul, they put on the talis godol. Ki betchilas hayoim loiv shim beveisoi talis koton shubishvil atzmoi. In the beginning of the day, we put on the talis koton, generally in our homes. That's for the individual person. Lizkois al yedei elu hatzitzis shel talis koton lekasher atzmoi lahashem yisborach Yisrael. A Jew, by putting on the talis koton, is attaching himself to Hashem, to the Torah, and to Klal Yisrael. Shezehu ikar mitzvah tzitzis. That's what tzitzis is all about. As it says in the Torah, ureisem oiso, you'll look at the tzitzis, uzechartem es kol mitzvah Hashem. You'll remember the entire Torah. So we see that the tzitzis gives a person a kesher to kol ha-Torah. And in addition, leman tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvois, so you'll perform all the mitzvois, v'lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem, you'll bind yourself to Hashem and to the Torah and to Klal Yisrael. We showed yesterday how the word tzitzis is bigematria 600, corresponding to the 600,000 basic neshamos of Klal Yisrael, the tofrei shelof neshamos of Klal Yisrael. We mentioned in addition that it's brought that tzitzis is bigematria taryag. The word tzitzis is 600, the five double knots, the eight strings gives you 613. We said that the complete count of Klal Yisrael, as it appears in the Chumash, is 603,550. The three and the five and the five is 13. So that also shows the kesher between Klal Yisrael, which is made up of 613, and the Torah and the tzitzis. So step number one is that the individual is being mekasher himself to Hashem, Torah, and Klal Yisrael. Vayidei zeh zoiche shehu biatzmoy yuchal lihiyos shochein el hakibutz hakodoy shel Yisrael. And by taking that first step, he prepares himself that he should be able to join, to be a neighbor, you know, an addition to the gathering, the holy gathering of Jews, shemiskansin umiskapsin b'chol yoyim, b'botei k'nesiyas b'botei midrashos, who gather together each and every single day in the shuls, in the botei medrash, le'yached shmo yisborach, to praise Hashem, ulehispalel koroi, and to daven a proper tefillah, a tefillah b'tzibur. V'yachar kach, once the person arrives in shul, achar kach hoylech lebeis haknesu lebeis hamedrash, this person who's wearing his talis kot now goes to the shul, v'zoyche lihiyos shochein aleihem, and he's zoyche to join the assemblage there. And through this, he goes on to the next step. He puts on the big talis. Now that he has joined the gathering over there, together with them, he can flick the switch to start being makariv, to attract people who are far from Hashem, for them to come and join the kibbutz, for them to come close. Bechinas kibbutz nidochim me'arba kanfois oretz. The concept of gathering in those who are distant from all four corners of the world. Sheze bechinas ma shemekabtzim hatzitzis biyodayim b'shas hatfila eitzel v'havienu l'sholem kanal, as we discussed earlier. This is the example where we see this is, for example, right before the Shema. It's brought in halacha to gather up all four tzitzis from the Talis Godel, which represent Arba Kanfois, the four corners of the world. We're gathering them up together and preparing to insert them in our Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That when we're going to declare our faith in Hashem, we want to include those neshamos that are distant from Hashem, those that are nidchei amo Yisrael and all kinds of distant places, we, through our mitzvah of talis godol, we want to spiritually gather them in and have them part, have them be part of our yichud of Hashem, being meyached shem Hashem. Ki betchila, haynu, ki betchila al yidei talis koton ki reves atzmo yela kibbutz hakodesh. When the person put on the talis koton, he brought himself close. That's how he includes himself in the gathering. That he should be zeichet to be added on and included in the gathering, the assemblage of Yidden who are declaring Hashem Echod. Bechinas shochin toiv. For him to become a shochin toiv. Now, once he arrives in shul and he is already a shochen toiv, zoiche bichlal hakibutz, he zoiche together with all the others that are there, lekabetz ulekarev oid kamarachoykim, to bring in other neshamos which are far from Hashem, sheyu nasim shcheinim, that they should also become shochen toiv, they should join the assemblage. Lotzeis yedei choivas ha'arvis, and thereby to fulfill obligation. Because when I stood at Har Sinai, besides the fact that I signed that I'm committing myself to fulfill all the mitzvahs, I also co-signed for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So it's not enough that I come to shul. I have to feel a responsibility. It's up to me to do whatever I can to get other Yidden to come to shul. One of the ways that I do that is by putting on the Talis Godel. When I wrap myself in this the Arba Kanfois, I'm having in mind that I want to magnetically, I want to spiritually wake up all those neshamos, all those in the Arba Kanfois Oretz that need to be brought in, v'havienu l'shola me'arba Kanfois Oretz, that need to be gathered into the Kedusha, I want to bring them in also. L'kayim, to fulfill, l'ilmoid u'lelameid lishmor v'lasoiz. Each one of us committed ourselves on Har Sinai, not just to learn, but to teach, and to affect other Yidden. Shekol ze zoichin al yedei hatalis godoil shemutofen boy bebeis haknesses b'shas hatfila. This was zoicha through that talis godoil that we wrap ourselves in when we're in the shul. She'oz ikar bechinas kibbutz nidochim. That's one of the main times of gathering in these souls that are distant from Hashem. Bechinas, as it says in the tefillah, v'havienu l'sholoi me'arba kanfoy soretz, that we want to bring all of those neshamos that are in arba kanfoy soretz, we want to be mekar of them. We want to be shemekabtsin oz es hatzitzis me'atalas godel kanal. We gather up the tzitzis, showing that I want to play my role in this job of being Makarath people, of having the neshamas of the Yidden that are in all kinds of distant places be woken up and feel a desire, feel an inspiration to want to go into a shul, to want to go into a place of Yiddishkeit. Paragraph Vav, Vizehu, this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 105, Lemoir, L'cho etein es Eretz Kanan, Hashem says, I will give you the land of Eretz Yisrael, Chevel Nachalaschem. Nachalaschem means your inheritance. Chevel, the word chevel means a rope or a string. Ki ikar kibbutz kol hanidochim hu l'Eretz Yisrael u'l'Yerushalayim. Because whenever we talk about gathering in Yidden who are far from Hashem, the real place that Yidden need to be gathered into is in Eretz Yisrael, into Yerushalayim. Kama Shekosov, as it says clearly in the Torah, im yihye nidochacho b'kzei ha-shamayim, if those who have become distant from Hashem will be in the other end of the world, mishom yikabetzcho Hashem alikecho, Hashem will take you from there, v'heviyacho el ha'oretz ha-toivo, and he'll bring you to the wonderful land. So that's where the kibbutz nidochim needs to be. V'chein onu mevakshim b'chol yoyim. And we're mispalel for this every day in our Shmoin Esrei, where we say, v'kapseinu yachad me'arba kanfoy so'oretz li'artzeinu. We say that Hashem should gather in all the Yidden from all four corners of the world, Teretz Yisrael. V'ho'ikar li'Yerushalayim. And in Eretz Yisrael itself, the main place that Yid need to be gathered into is Yerushalayim. Shekol binyono mibechinas ribui batimanal. Whereby the whole concept of binyan Yerushalayim, we say boine Yerushalayim. In Shmoin Esrei there's a bracha boine Yerushalayim. In benching, boine brachmi Yerushalayim. This binyan Yerushalayim, the way it comes about is through those batim of Kedusha that are generated. When a number of Jews get together to do a mitzvah, we quoted earlier from the Sefer Yetzirah, that it says when you have two stones, you can make two combinations. You have two stones, A and B, can be combined in two ways, AB and BA. When you have three, ABC, you can combine it in three different ways. When you have four, 24, and so on and so forth. The Sefer Yetzirah mentions this regarding when Yidden get together to do a mitzvah, that when Yidden are being mispalel, Tashem, depending on how many Yidden get together, each Yid is a unit. The more Yidden that get together, the more combinations, the more batim they generate. That's the terminology they use. They generate batim. And these batim, we mentioned earlier, are used to gather in these neshamos, these lost souls. When they're gathered in, they're gathered in from the street, from the chutzos. We mentioned the pasuk, tishtapechno avnei kodesh, barosh kol chutzos. that when there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, when there's a Holocaust, the Yidden are stranded. They're in Golos. They're in exile. That's Baroish Kol Chutzos. When there's the ingathering, they have to be gathered in into homes, into batim. Those batim are the batim that are generated by an assemblage of Yidden performing a mitzvah, being mispal, etc. So here Rav Nosson Zal says that the main place is Tirushalayim. Shekol binyono mebchinas ribuy abatim. When we talk about binyan Yerushalayim, the spiritual force behind it is these batim being generated by Yidden performing mitzvahs bitzibor like this. Kemavur b'mokam acher u'muvel el bizeh, as we spoke earlier about this, and it's brought in other places. Shelishom miskansim kol hanidochim. That's where all of these lost souls of Klal Yisrael are gathered into. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 147, Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. That the Binyan Yerushalayim is being brought about through the Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. All of those souls being gathered in. That's what's forcing us to build more houses and more yeshivas and more shuls in Yerushalayim, all of these souls being gathered in, all of these nidochim. The ikar ha-kibbutz l'shom hu'alidei b'chinas tzitzis kanal. And one of the main things that plays a role in making this happen is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ki tzitzis kluim u'shezurim. Because as we learned earlier, tzitzis is woven together, is tweezed together, you know, is twisted together and folded over. Shehein b'chinas chevel d'kedusha. Tzitzis is this rope of kedusha. When you want to bring somebody in, you need a rope. You throw them a rope to bring them in, to pick them up from the ditch that they're in, or whatever distant place they're in. You lasso them in. So tzitzis is this chevel d'kedusha, b'chinas Yaakov chevel nachalosoi. That's the terminology that's used. Kiheim klulim mikol taryag mitzvahs. Because the tzitzis is a composite of all 613 mitzvahs. Sheheim b'chinas klolius nafshois Yisrael. And the taryag mitzvahs are a composite of all 600,000 yidden. The word Yisrael we mentioned yesterday is Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisiois LaTorah. That all the hundreds of thousands of Jewish neshamos are all plugged into the Torah. Each individual person, each individual unit is made up of 248 organs and 365 tendons corresponding to the Targum Mitzvahs of the Torah. And the whole Klal Yisrael as an organism is all plugged in directly, has a direct kesher to the Torah. Every letter in the Torah is attached to a yid. V'zeu b'chinas lemor l'cho etein eseretz kanan chevel nachlaschem. And this is why Hashem says, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, chevel nachlaschem, the rope of your nachalo, chevel daiko. Ki chevel nachlas Eretz Yisrael nitan liyakoiv. Chevel nachlosoi al yidei mitzvah tzitzis. Because through this mitzvah tzitzis, Hashem has given us the rope, the strings, by which we can pull in all of those nidochim, all of those lost souls. Shu b'chinas chavolem d'kdusha, shaydei zeh mizkapsim kulam l'Eretz Yisrael. This is what helps all of those lost souls, all of those yidden that need to be gathered into Eretz Yisrael, to be bechinas vavienu lesholo me'arba kanfei soretz v'soylichenu mehera konemius la'artzenu she'oich zenos hatzitzis. We hold it tzitzis because these are the actions that we do. Rabbi Nachum once said that when a yid twists his peah, there are heavenly worlds that move, that correspond to that, that are plugged into that, that move. Meaning every move a yid makes has incredible significance. When a Jew is sitting in his shul, in whatever neighborhood he's in, and he's taking his talis, he's taking the four tzitzis, putting together in his hand, he doesn't know that there's wires going out. It's a wireless phone, right? Yeah, today, once upon a time, he tells to somebody who would live, ha ha ha, wires. You can't even have a wire going 8 blocks down. What do you tell me, a wire to the other end of the world? But today we know that there's wireless, and it goes under the ocean, and it's real time, it's all instantaneous. So when a yid gathers up these strings from the four corners, which represent the four world, These are the chavolim d'kedusha by which he's gathering in. These strings are attached to Jewish souls in all different parts of the world, and he's participating in his own way in gathering in and pulling, tugging on the strings of those nefashos. They should feel an inspiration to want to return to the kedusha, to want to be brought back into the domain of kedusha. Paragraph Zion, V'al Kein, and therefore, we spoke about Shochein Toiv. All of this was about a good neighbor. The Gemara says that a Yid who lives in a city and doesn't come to shul is called a bad neighbor. A bad neighbor to who? To Hashem. The shul is the house of Hashem. You live right next door and you don't come to see me? What kind of person are you? That's the wording in the Gemara, is Shochein Ra. So a person who does come to shul is called Shochein Toiv. That's Shochein Toiv, the one who joins the kibbutz hakodesh, the kibbutz of kedusha. V'al kein, and therefore koirach shohoyo shochein ra, koirach, who is an individual whom the Torah gives him this title, he is called Shochein Ra. Ki olav omer rabbi sein sochrof, it's about him that the medrash says oy l'rosho, oy l'shcheinoy, that those who lived in close proximity to Korach got pulled into his whole ordeal. Reuven, Elitzur ben Shdeir, all the people of Reuven, because they bordered, because they lived right next to Korach, they were the ones who got pulled into his terrible trauma. So we see that Korach is called Shochein Ra. Why? Ki cholak al Moshe v'hakibutz hakodesh shaloi. Because Korach was cholak against Moshe Rabbeinu and all of his followers, the whole kibbutz of Klal Yisrael that was Moshe Rabbeinu's students. V'rotzo lachloik mehem. Korach wanted to separate himself from them. Bechinas vayikach Korach. The parsha begins with the words Korach took himself, and the Targum says v'ispilik Korach. Korach caused a split, a division. He caused a break in Klal Yisrael. Upogam ma'oid bebechinas tikkun haniflo hanasa yidei tosfos shcheinah manal. And therefore, he messed up in a terrible way the tikkun that's accomplished when a shochein joins Klal Yisrael, when yidden get together to do a mitzvah. Korach was the opposite of that. Vayikach Korach, he took himself, he separated himself. As we've discussed this in other places, ule'el behilchas pruur vuhanal al posuk besoidom al tovoy nafshi ubekaholom al teichat kavoidi ein shom. And as Rab Nosson Zal discusses in Evin Ezer, in Hilchas of Arivia that we quoted earlier in the previous year, all about how Yaakov Avinu was mispalel that he should not be included ubekaholom. I don't want to be, that Yaakov Avinu shouldn't be listed. When the Torah lists the ancestry of Korach, it says Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi. Yaakov Avinu said a special tefillah that his name shouldn't be there, that he doesn't want to be part of this pirut. He wants to be part of the kehila of Kedusha, the kehila that's all about uniting Yidden, not Korach, who is all about causing a split, Rachmon al-Islam. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al Kein, Pogam b'mitzvah tzitzis daiko. Look at this. This is why we find that Korach had a problem with tzitzis. Ki hilbishon betalisoi shekulon tcheles. The Medrash says he took all of his guys and he put them on, he dressed them in talisim that were made from only from tcheles. No strings. No strings attached. And he said to him, he brought them to Moshe Rabbeinu, are we chayev to put on tzitzis? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes, of course. He started laughing, ha, ha, ha. If one string of tcheles is enough to sanctify a beged, we got a beged that's wall-to-wall tcheles, of course you don't need strings. So Korach was poigim and tzitzis, why? Ki kol pigamoy hoyabinyan zeh. Because Korach's whole pigam was in this issue, shel tikkun hatzitzis, regarding with the tikkun that tzitzis is all about. Shehu lohoysif shcheinim toivim, al hakibutz hakodesh. Tzitzis is all about gathering in all those people who need to be gathered in to become good neighbors, to join and be good neighbors with the kibbutz hakodesh. Lekasher yachad hachevel hakodesh al Yisrael. V'hu pokam baze. He was the opposite. He's the one whom the Torah labels Oyla Rosho, Oyla Shechino. He's a Shochein Ra, the opposite of this. Alkein Cholak Al Mitzvah Sitzes Daiko Kanal. This is why, out of all the things to choose that he wanted to use to tease Moshe, to antagonize Moshe Rabbeinu, he picked tzitzis. It wasn't stam. That shows what he was all about. He was the antithesis of tzitzis. Tzitzis is all about kibbutz nidochen, about all the good neighbors coming and joining together. Koirach was the exception of that. Koirach is shochen ra. Paragraph ches. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to enter into the topic of Purim. He's going to use what we've been discussing here now to explain the holiday of Purim, and he's going to start from Parsha Shkolim. Shkolim and Zohar are before Purim. He's going to start with that, tying that into the mitzvah tzitzis, tying it into our whole discussion here about this union of the Shochein Toiv, coming and joining Klal Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas Parsha Shkolim. With what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand some depth in the topic of Parsha Shkolim, where it says there, when you're going to want to count the Jews, don't count heads, count half shekels, machzis ha-shekels. V'hadovar temua. There seems to be something very difficult regarding this. Me'achar shehaminyan mesukon. Since the Torah tells us that counting Jews is dangerous, it's not a good thing to do. Sheyuchal lishloit hanegef alideze. It can cause a magefa. Kamo shom razal, as the Gemara says, in the case of Dovra Melech and other cases. So if that's the case, lomo tzivo lemanoisam, why did Hashem give instructions to count them? V'sheyitnu shkolim, koifrel and afsham, but they should give half shekels, so the half shekel will be a protection, a redemption, so that the counting shouldn't hurt them. Lo yichtoiv lo yehei v'lo yivov. The Gemara has an expression in a few places. The Gemara says that because we have the extra letter hey, it comes to teach us this. But that could also mean this. Therefore, we have the vav to counter it. So the Gemara says, leave out the hey, leave out the vav, we won't have any problem. Don't count them, don't give no machtis a shekel, and everybody will live happily ever together. You know, everything will be okay. Why enter into a dangerous thing? We say, you know what, we're going to count them, which is dangerous, but we'll put a band-aid on it. We'll give the machtis a shekel. Don't count and no band-aids. Lo yim noisam klal, let's not count the Jews at all. Ukvar hirgishu bozeh, hamaforshim bozeh. And all the Meforshim ask this question, the Meforshim and Chumash ask this question, and they offer different explanations. Rav Nosson Zal is going to offer his explanation to this. Why counting is harmful? Why there are times when it's a very good thing to do, and yet it requires a protection? Ach ikar haminyan shel Yisrael hu bebechinas hanal. The main concept of counting Jews is tied into what we spoke about earlier. Bishvil laharboi sulahagdil bechinas hatfila, in order to elevate, to increase, to magnify the tefila ad ein keitz v'cheker, to bring it to infinite numbers, as we showed earlier. Al yedei toisefes nefesh al nefesh shenitvasven al yedei that each additional person that comes and joins the gathering of tefila multiplies the kedusha that's generated by it, the batim that are generated from it. Al yidei haminyan, through the count. So by counting it, shayidei ze misrabim habatim hagdoishim b'chol pam b'lishir kanal. This causes a tremendous multiplication and heightening of the kavod of Hashem, a tremendous increase of kedusha. Al kein, therefore, his hirom lemanoisam al yidei hashkolim daika. And this is why the instructions were given to count them through shkolim, not to count them one Jew, two Jew, three Jews. Why? So that there shouldn't be a plague, chas v'shalom, that'll kill the Jews, which goes into effect when you count, through counting. Why? How does this work? Ki Yisrael am kodosh heim lemalem in aminyan. Because the Jewish people, a holy nation, are above the numbers. We're not involved in numbers at all. Ki heim nichlolim kulam b'mokoyim achdus. All of us plug into oneness, to the unity of Hashem. Hashem is Echad, and Klal Yisrael plugs into that oneness. Kama Shekosov, as we say on Shabbos at Mincha, at the holy, holy, holiest time of the week, Raiva de Raiva, and what do we say? Ato Echad, Vishimcho Echad, Umi Kamcho Yisrael Goy Echad Boretz. Hashem is one, and the Jewish people are one. We're not millions, we're not billions, we are one. That's the greatest praise we can say about Klal Yisrael. Goy Echad Boretz. V'ikar haminyan v'hacheshboin hu etzel ha'akum. The whole concept of numbers, talking about how big we are, how many we are, that's by the goyim. Shehein bebechinas ribui. They're all about many. As the pasuk says in Koheles, Kapitel Zayin, Bikshu cheshboinois rabim. The goyim are into numbers. They think that because there's more of them, then they're more important, etc., etc. Ukamashapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh points out in the Chumash, Esav hayuloi shisha nefoshois v'nikroim nefoshois. Esav had six descendants, and the Torah speaks about them in plural, sheish nefashot. Yaakov, whereas v'Yaakov hayuloi shivim nefesh, Yaakov Avinu had 70 in his immediate family, in his kids and grandchildren. V'nikroim kulam nefesh echad. They're called, the pasuk says, b'shivim nefesh yordu avoysenu l'mitzrayim. It uses singular. Avol be'emes. So we see that the concept of many, big numbers, is something that's the sitra achra, that's the goyim. Whereas the Jewish people, it says, ki atem hama'at mikolamim. We're the smallest, we're the least. We are one. We're not many, we're one. We're trying to achieve, our goal is to become one. Avol be'emes, machmazeh, shekol nafshos Yisrael chashuvim nefesh echod, machmazeh daiko tzrichen sheYisrael yisrabu ma'oid kechol hayom. Rav Nosson Zal says, it's because of this reason, because of the fact that Klal Yisrael tries to achieve oneness, tries to plug into Hashem Echad, that's why it's so important for Klal Yisrael to multiply, for there to be more Yidden, for each woman to give birth to another child, more Yidden. Why? Ki kol ma sheYisrael misrabim yoser, because the more Jews that there are, the larger a number of Jews there are, mizgadel kvoidoy ushmoy isporach yoser, the kavod of Hashem and the name of Hashem is elevated tremendously. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishle, Yodalid, Beroivom, Hadras Melech. The more people, the more beautiful it is for the king, the more glory for the king. The more Yidden, the more Kaviochel Hashem is a larger Melech. There's a statement, Ein Melech Beloyam. You can't have a king without a nation. So if there's 500 Yidden, then Hashem is so great a king. If there's 5,000 Yidden, Hashem becomes a bigger king. Beroiv om hadras melech. V'nichlolin yoiser b'achdusa yisbor. And more and more people plug into the oneness of Hashem. Notice the more people there are, we're not trying that each new person builds his own shul and a separate. On the contrary, the more the merrier. We want to bring the more and more into one gathering, into one key, into Goy Echod Boretz, to be one nation in the world, united, part of one unit. Ubishvil zet sivolim noisam. For this reason, Hashem commanded us to count the Yidden, legalois ribui mispar nafshes Yisrael, to show, to broadcast, how many Yidden there are. There are so many Yidden. Shem Tofrei Shel Aviyosa, there are 600,000 Yidden, and even more. Why? Kedei lahagdil shmoyu kvoidei sporchai deizeh. Because this brings kovoi to Hashem. Lefarsem ulohidia levnei odom givuroisa. To publicize the greatness of the Hashem of the Jewish people, shenimtzoim tofrei shalof nefoshois, that there are 600,000 souls, hamiyachdim shmoy tomid, who declare Hashem Echad, v'nichlolim b'achdusisbor, and they all plug into that oneness. They're all trying to become one. They're not trying to be different from each. They're trying to be one, to be united in emunah, in tzitzis, in tefillin, in the mitzvahs of Hashem, in accepting the malchus of Hashem upon us. Avol tekev kishemoinim es Yisrael. However, so we see that there's a positive side to this. The positive side is that the more lahavdil, why do countries count the number of people? They want to show how big a country they are, how great they are. Our country has 8 million people. This country has 300 million people to show their power, their glory, their greatness. That's part of their greatness. So in Klal Yisrael also, but in Klal Yisrael, our greatness is in our oneness, in our being attached to Hashem Echad. By the Goyim Esav, it's Sheish Nefoshos, we are Shivim Nefesh. Our greatness is plugging into Hashem Echad and being one with each other. Avol tekev kishemoinim es Yisrael. However, as soon as we start doing this, as soon as we start counting Yidden, yochol lehisoirer kitrug vehizgarus hasitrach l'chashom, this can awaken a prosecution, a threat from the other side, the Sitra Achra, she'achizosan bebechinas ribui u'minyan v'cheshben, where their claim to fame is their numbers. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, bikshu cheshboinos rabim. They are all about cheshboinos rabim. We are Hashem Echad, and they are Elokim Acherim. They're into numbers. They're into having multiple gods, multiple mothers, multiple fathers. They're into the multiple. Ad she'efsher she'tizgaber sitra demoisa chas v'shalom. So by us getting into the numbers game, when we start playing numbers, the sitra achra can wake up and say, oh, now you're singing my song. I'm here. The Malach HaMavis, ki yomru, because they can say, ma tem misparim beribuy hacheshbon shelchem. Who are you guys, the Jews, to start priding yourself in your numbers? Halayonu merubim yoyser bekifle kiflaim. You want to talk numbers? You're zero. You're ants. We're a million times more than you. Again, the Jews versus the Arabs. Eretz Yisrael wants to say we have so many planes, we have so many tanks. What, are you kidding? We have 1,000 tanks to every one of your tanks. We have 1,000 airplanes to each one of your planes. We have 1,000 people to each one of your one. Ki kol uma v'uma mehem meruba yoiser b'mispra poshet miYisrael. Because every single one of the nation of these other nations has much more than Klal Yisrael, much more members. Kama Shagosva, as it says clearly in the Torah, ki atem hame'at mikolamim. You are the fewest of all the nations. V'alkein, yesh chshash, shehem yizgabru chasashon aydei ariboy shelahem, v'yizgaru b'minyan shel Yisrael, v'yikatru gualim aydei zeh. Therefore, there's a fear that when we start getting into numbers, the minute Yidden start using numbers, the other side's going to wake up and say, oh, numbers? Let's talk numbers. You are nothing. You are zero. You know. Ad shetuchal lishloit hanegev. Until chas v'shon, the Sitra Achra can actually, when the Sitra Achra gets powerful, it can shoot a plague at us, chas v'shon. Shehu sitra demoisa, sheshom achizosam. That's where they are attached to. These other nations are attached to the Sitra Achra, which is called the Sitra Demoisa, the Malach HaMavis, death, plagues, and those things. Al Kain, therefore, Tzivo Sheloi Lamanoi says Yisrael. Therefore, Hashem says, we are not allowed to count the Jews, Kiim Al Yidei Hashkolim, Koifer Nafshon, unless we use money, Kofer Nefesh, a pidyon, a tzedakah. Shetzivo Sheyitnu Bishvil HaMishkon, which we were commanded to give towards the Mishkan. Shehu Beis HaTfila. What is the Mishkan? It's the gathering place of all the Tfilois of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'havioisim el harkotshi v'simachtim beveis tefilosi. And the Pasuk says, Ki Beisi Beis Tefila. Hashem says, my house is the Beis Tefila. That's one reason. The Gam, and in addition, Ki ikar hashkolim nitnu b'shvil ho'adonim. The main usage of these machtzis hashekels was for the Adonim of the Mishkan, which supported the walls, the casings into which the wood boards were put into to support the walls. Shehoyu Meya, of which there were 100, Meya Adonim, Shehim Bechinas Meya Brochis Kemuva, corresponding to the 100 brochis that a Yid makes a day, this concept of 100 blessings. Shehim Bechinas Klal Hatfila, which is the composite of our whole tefillah. The 100 brachas that a Yid makes a day are the 3 Shmoneh Esreis, and this bracha, and that, so that's our tefillah. The brachas are our tefillahs. Hainu, k'al yedei zeh shemoinen ois maidei ashkolim, by counting the Yid and using the shkolim, Shenoisn Mishvil Hakomas HaMishkan, which were used to stand up the Mishkan, Shehu Bechinas Hakomas HaTfila, which is building up the Tfila, Shekol Habatim Hamarube Moid Hanivnim Aidei Tois Vesnafshis Yisrael Kanal, because all of those, that multitude of Batim that are generated by Jews joining together in prayer and Tfila, Hanivnim Aidei Tois Vesnafshis Yisrael Kanal, Kulam Klulim B'Mishkan U'B'Beis HaMikdash. All of those millions of batim are included in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. Shekolul Mikol Botei HaTfilana. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was a composite of all the Jewish synagogues, of all the Jewish Botei Tfila. U'Kemavur Mizeh B'Mokam Achra, as we discussed in another place. So, Ayidei Zeh, through this, by using the Machtis HaShekels, which are going to be used to build up the Mishkan, the Botei Tfila, through that, Nase Al Yedei HaMinyan Tikun Niflamoi. Now, the counting is going to achieve a very, very significant purpose. If based on this, if we're talking about building up the Beis HaTfila, here the numbers play a very important role. Ad shas sitrachra einam yecholim lezgaris ulekatreg lezgabra al Yisrael, machmas oitzim ribuyam. If we're playing this, if we're counting Jews just stam, so we're 600,000, there's 600 million. It's a joke. But if we're counting Jews in the botei tefila and taking that count into the Mishkan, which is the base tefila, then it's not 1 plus 1 equals 2 anymore. There it becomes factorial. It becomes 1 times 2 times 3. There we can outnumber them in the trillions. And, you know, there the numbers go into numbers way, way past. In that counting system, the Yidden far outrun all their enemies. Machmas oitzim ribuyam shehem merubim harbe miminyan sro b'pshitas. As a result of that, now the numbers of the goyim don't make them more powerful at all because they have more individual units than we have individual units. Ki ato, because now, al yidei hashkolim shenosnu b'shvila mishkan shu beis hatfila, al yidei ze kol hanefoshes misyachadim. Now all the Jewish nefoshes are uniting. They're becoming one. Each one is a machzis. Each one is a half, showing that I'm nothing without the other guy. So we're all uniting. We're becoming one. Every 2 yidn is becoming one. Every couple, every chavrusa is becoming one. And all the individual yidn are becoming one. Now the mathematics, the calculation works differently. It's no longer 1 plus 1 plus 1. It becomes 1 times 1 times, you know, and it multiplies like that. It goes into factorial, where the minute you have already 10, 20 yidden, it's in the trillions already. It's way past any numbers that the goyim can come up with. Shekol mash and edvaseif nefesh, whereby anytime you add 1 nefesh to the kibbutz, nisrapim hatzirufim bali shir. The numbers become advanced to numbers way beyond what we could count. Kemavur le'el, as was explained in the previous year, u'behilches pruervu in Evan Ezer, Rav Nosson Zal spoke about bir inyan zayin sham. There, Rav Nosson Zal explained exactly how these numbers work. Ad shehatzirufim shel tofresh elef nefoshos, to the point where when you get 600,000 Jews together, united in this way in the base tefillah, Ein hape yochay ledaber v'halev lachshoyv. The numbers that it generates is numbers that go way beyond any numbers that any of today's computers can deal with. Because Rav Nosson Zal shows over there in the back of the Likut Imran, in some of them, in the Meforshim, they printed how if you go move out factorial, it was one times one, and then two times two, three times, it's one square plus two square, plus, in other words, each time you're going higher and higher, it becomes, let's say by four, we said it's 100, it's 24. Five times 24, 5 factorial becomes 120. Mm-hmm. 6 factorial is 720. 7 is 720 times 7. And then it becomes that number times 8. And it goes very quickly into the billions, into the trillions, you know, where the numbers just move out very quickly. Kimuvon lema'ayin b'cheshbon anal, as is clear to anybody who does this calculation. Vazai, and if these are the numbers we're playing, bevadai kol ho'ayin akum mizbatlim bebitul gomor keneged ribui habatim hanasim alidei nafshes Yisrael shemitztarfim b'tziruf manal. If we're playing this numbers game, then all the population of all 70 nations of the world becomes tiny compared to the numbers of batim that are generated when Yidden get together in this manner, in the botei tefila, as we said. Al yidei ashkolim shenosnu b'shvil tikun botei tefila kanal. V'al kein, ein lohem shum koyach lekatreg. And therefore, through this, we know that the goyim have no ability to attack or to prosecute, to say, oh, you want to talk numbers? We're much more than you. Not true anymore. Not true. Ki kol ribuyom shel ha'akum nechshevim ke'ayin uke'efes neged oitzim ribuy habatim shel Yisrael. Because all the numbers of the millions and billions of non-Jews becomes tiny, you know, mamish infinitesimal, compared to the multitude of these batim that are generated when Yidden unite, when Yidden gather together in a base tefillah. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kol hagoyim ke'ayin negdoi, me'efes v'toyu nechshvuloi, that all the nations of the world are considered like nothing to Hashem. Like when the side of kedusha is functioning, it's operating the right way. In this manner, when we're forming gatherings of Jews who believe in Hashem, who are being meyached shmo yisborach, then each one that comes in additional, it generates the numbers that we're speaking about, this factorial. Ki ho'akum heim bebechinas alma de pruda, because the other nations of the world are referred to in the Sifrei Kabbalah as the world of pirud. They're all about separation. They are disunity, the epitome of disunity. Ve'ein lohem shum yichud v'tziruf. They have no unity. They have no ability to unite, to combine, to really join together. They talk about the United States, a melting pot, you know, being a melting pot. But it's a melting pot, and all the vast majority of them remain very different from each other. There's still all of this segregation, you know. Ve'in lohem shum yichud v'tziruf, certainly on a spiritual level. The Gemara gives an example of goyim sitting down together to eat at a meal, and then it comes to praising. Each one is praising a different G.O.D. Each one's got a different, different telephone number, you know. So again, whereas by us, it's Hashem Echod. V'alkein, heim nikroim nefoshois rabim kanal. That's why the non-Jews are referred to as nefoshois, in a pluralistic term, because there isn't this uniting. Avol Yisrael, goy echod, kol ma shehem misrabim, he misyachadim, u mitstarfim, betzirufim harbe moedanal. Whereas the Jews, who are called goy echod, the more we increase, the more we plug into that that achdus, the numbers multiply, the numbering system is a whole completely different numbering system. And more, they become more and better plugged into the oneness of Hashem. Shesham mekor chayim, kama shekosuv, ki imcha mekor chayim. With you is the source of life. Vaydeze hem nitzoyle misitra demoisa. And through this, we are saved, we're protected from any harmful effects of the other side. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says there, when Moshe Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to count the Jews using the Machtzis HaShekels, V'lo yiyeh bahem negef befkoyd asom. And there will be no plague when you count them. Why? Ki ein haribui shel ho'akum yochoy lehizgaber al minyan shel Yisrael. Shehu ma'at negdom. Because the large numbers of the non-Jews cannot overtake the number of Jews, which is less, much less. Why? Because through the combinations that are formed, we showed when you have A and B separately, you can only there are only two. When you put them together, when you put a few different units together, you can form a multitude of different combinations. The many combinations that are generated through the shkolim, which were contributed towards the botei tefila. Aydeze kol ribuyam shel ha'akum mizbatlim ka'ayin u'ke'efes negdom. Through this procedure, by donating the machtes ha'shekels to the mishkan, to the botei tefila, and by the Jews uniting in this way, and the numbers of batim being generated multiplying in this manner, now we don't have to be afraid anymore of the numbers of the goyim. Our numbers exceed, far, far, far exceed their numbers through this methodology. So again, to recap a little bit, we started with a question: if counting is dangerous, then why count? Who needs it? Count them and put a Band-Aid on and put a protection on. Don't count and don't protect. So we said that counting has a very important purpose in Judaism. That whenever there's Kiddusha, there's a concept of Baroiv Om Hadras Melech, that the more people that are united in doing a mitzvah, the more Hashem is glorified. It brings Kavoy to Hashem. So there's a difference if a shul has 700 members or if it has 705 members. There's a big difference. And Rabbeinu Zal showed us that it doesn't mean five more. Every additional person that joins the Beis HaTfilah, the Kibbutz HaKodesh, it's not one more. It multiplies, the whole thing gets multiplied by that number. Whatever number we reached with 704 trillions, when you add one more guy, you multiply that number by 705. It gets multiplied. So the counting does serve a very important purpose in raising the kavod of Hashem. However, there's a sakana, because the minute we enter into counting, the Sitra Achra comes and says, you want to talk numbers? That's me. Numbers is me. I'm numbers. You guys are nothing. If you want to talk numbers, the Jewish people are zero. So the answer is, the solution to that is that the botei tefila, as we said, that when the Jews unite, it's not just a matter of counting numbers. They're united. How do they show the unity? Rav Nosson Zal doesn't mention this here. It's mentioned other places. The machtzis hashekel. By each Jew giving a half, it's showing that each Jew recognizes that I'm nothing without the other guy. I'm a half. Just like when the Torah speaks about Jews getting married. Until a person gets married, he's a plag, he's half. He's not a whole, he's not a person yet. Person gets married, then they become a unit. So to each Jew without the other Jew is incomplete. When do I become complete? When I'm together with another Yid, when Yidden are joining together. That Achdus, now it's no more, it's not just Stam numbers, it's numbers that are uniting, which the Goyim can't do. The Goyim are Alma de Pruda. You get 1,000 Goyim, it's not, there is no unity. You get a United Nations, everybody knows that's the joke of the century. There's nothing, there's no symbol of disunity in this world, anywhere on earth, than the United Nations. Everybody knows. That's the clearest broadcast of disunity that could possibly be in existence. That's them. By us, when it comes to uniting, when you unite 1 plus 1 plus 2, then it's not 1 plus 2 equals 3. then it goes in these factorial numbers, especially when it's plugged into the base hatfila, as Rabbeinu Zal showed over there on the Kutiman, based on the Sefer Yetzira. Each additional person multiplies. There we outrace them very quickly. There our numbers go way beyond their numbers. So this is why the counting is raising the kavod of Hashem. Honoring Hashem. Hashem is a greater king over more people. The sakana that the sitra achra is bigger numbers, we counter that through this tzedakah, through the machtes ha-shekel being contributed specifically to the Mishkan, to the Adonim of the Mishkan, which represents the Mea Brochais, which is tefillah. The Mishkan is a base tefillah. The Mea Brochais is especially tefillah. When it comes to tefillah, there, the numbers are unbelievable. There, 10, a minion, a quorum of 10, guarantees the presence of the Shekhinah. And the minute you go to 11, it's already different planets, all kinds of tremendous things. V'alkein tzrichen liten machtzis ha-shekel daika v'loy shekel sholem. And now you'll understand why Hashem wanted each Jew to give a half a shekel, not a whole shekel. Lahoiro is to show shekolechot mi Yisrael tzorech lechaveroi lehitstaref imoi betziruf emanal. That in order for a Jew to count, when does a Jew count? When there's one Jew, he doesn't count. When a Jew realizes that he's part of something, he's part of a whole, he's not a whole, he's a half. And it's only with his wife or with his chavrusa that he becomes a whole. With another yid, he becomes a whole. And that's when the numbers that tzirufim come into play that we spoke about. Ki kol echad miYisrael biatzmoi hurak bechinas machzis. Because each and every individual Jew is a half. Ve'ein loy shleimus kimay deishin etzdarav lechaveroi. He is incomplete until he unites with another yid. Shehem. That's what starts the numbers rolling. When yidn get together, one yid can only generate one bias. Two is two. The minute you get to three, it becomes six combinations. 4, 24, that's when it takes off. Shehem tikkun haminyan. That's one reason. Gam, another reason is, Gam machtzis ha-shekel hu asoro geira. The Torah tells us that a shekel is esrim geira. So machtzis ha-shekel is 10 geira. Ki esrim geira ha-shekel. Ki ein kedusha pochois mi-asoro. Because we know in Judaism, the magic number is 10. You can't have real kedusha until you have 10. V'kol echod miYisrael kolul me'eser kedusha yisheberet Yisrael. And each and every single Jew is a composite of the 10 levels of holiness that are found in Eretz Yisrael. The first mission in Kalim, which says that there are 10 levels of holiness in the world. The ground level is Eretz Yisrael, then Yerushalayim, then the Harabayis, then this and that. Every single Yid has those 10 levels of holiness in him. Shehem bechinas Ein Eido Pchusa Me'asora. As the Gemara says, that when we speak about a gathering of Jews, a gathering of Jews is called an Eido. An Eido. This Eido, that Eido, the Eido Acharedis, this Eido. So the Gemara says an Eido, minimum of an Eido is 10. We learn it out from where it says about the Meraglim, that they were referred to Eido Roa Hazois, and there were 12, two were excluded from it, Yoshua and Kolev, did not participate in the sin, so in Eidus 10. She'al kein enoimrim dovor shebikdusha b'poches me'asora. That's the reason why we don't recite Kaddish or Kedusha with less than 10. Ki ha'kedusha hi tomid bebechinas asora ki yadua. Because holiness is this number 10, the 10 levels of holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the aseres yemei tshuva, all the different things. And this is what's behind those numbers that we spoke about, the holiness of those numbers combining. Ki ikar hascholas hatzirufim shel bote atfila tzorech lahaschel apochais me'asora. Because when we talk about a base tefila, a synagogue, the minimum number is 10. We start from 10 over there. Kidei sheyuchlu loymar dovar shebikdusha. They should be able to say dovar shebikdusha. Ki akol be'asora shchinta sharia. Because the Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh say, when you have 10, the Shekhinah is present. The Tikkun Ezra says, let me show you how it works. And again, it's tied into our numbering system. When you have 10 people, the Tikkun Ezra says, then each one receives his full power. The first person is one. The second person is not one because he's the second person. The second person is two. He's number two. Two to its full power, two times two is four. So you have one plus four. The third person, because he's number three in the room, he's a three. Three to its full power is nine. Four is 16, five is 25. If you add up the numbers till 10, 10 times 10 is 100. The gematria is 385, which is the word Shekhinah. The word Shekhinah, 385, is 1 times 1 plus 2 times 2 plus 3 times 3, showing again the sinyan of the Riboy Habatim. That if you walk into a situation where there's already four people there, those four people have built up the Kedusha to a certain level. You're not one now, you're five. You're number five. Your effect on this is you multiply. Each person multiplies what was there before and makes it much, much bigger. Therefore, kishenetvasef oid nefesh echod, when number 11 walks into the room, when the 11th guy walks into the room, v'chol nefesh kolol me'eser, and each one is a tens unit, azay nichlal eser be'eser, ve'eser be'eser, v'ideze nase oitzem riboy atzrufim kanal. Each one is bouncing off the other one. Each one is receiving. Each Jew, he said, is a 10. Each one has 10 kedushas. He's connecting with the other Jew who's a 10. So he's giving him his 10. He's giving him his 10. Ki kol koyach hatziruf. Letzareif hanefoshe shemispalem bekavona. Letzarfam betzirufam anal. Huayde koyach ha'eser kedushas. The whole power of uniting and combining Jews together, each one of the Jews who's davening Kavana, to combine them, to generate these numbers, is all dependent on the basic unit. The basic unit is the 10 levels of holiness. Shemishom nimshochem kol hatzirufim agdoshim. That's where all holiness emanates from. The start, the minimum is 10. Once you have 10, on that you can build and build. This is why each yid is giving a machtzis hashekel, which is 10 pennies, 10 of the minimum unit. And again, he's a half, which means you have to unite him with his buddy. Together, they equal 20 geira, which is a full shekel. Sheheim bebechinas Asoro, Asoro Hakaf, that when the Torah speaks about the Mishkan and it describes the shkolim that they use there, it mentions in a pasuk this Asoro, Asoro Hakaf. Each unit was 10 and 10 in a sense. Kaf means a spoon. Kaf also means chaf. The letter chaf, chaf is 20. Asoro, Asoro Hakaf. And the Sifrei Kabbalah show how this refers to the light of Keser. The word Keser is Bigematria Esrim, Aleph Shin Reshimim, which is 20, because the light of Keser is the top one of the 10 units. It goes down 10 levels and bounces back up 10. This is the Asora, Asora Kaf. There's a whole discussion. Rav Nosson Zal is just touching on this to give us an idea, like how the ground unit, the bottom unit of Kedusha is 10. And again, the shleimus, the first shleimus is, but 10 is a half. 10 geira makes up a half a shekel. It's not a whole yet. When Jews combine, when two people combine, when two of these 10 units combine, that's when you have a shekel. That's when you have a complete unit. This asora asora kaf. Kemulu b'sifrei Kabbalah, sheheim eser kedushois mitato le'ela, vasora me'ela le'sato. This refers to the full spectrum of holiness, the midos of Hashem, going from Malchus to Keser, and from Keser back down to Malchus. The full spectrum being these 20 steps. Shaydei kol hakedusha yisraelu, misyachadin umitztarfin nefoshes Yisrael betzivuf maram hanal. Through all of these holiness, these souls of the Jews combine together with all of these different combinations. וכל זה נמשך בכוח הבעל כוח הגודל שמספר תפילה בבחינת דין, שהוא בבחינה אחת עם התפילה של ריבוי הנפושס הנ"ל. We mentioned in the previous year that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about two things in that Torah, the tefillah bebechinas din that causes a nuclear explosion, and the ribui batim, what happens when yidden get together, more yidden and more yidden in one place, how that causes a nuclear explosion. And Rabbeinu Zal said that these are one. It's the same super, super reaction that's generated. V'zeh merumaz besoid tevas geira. Rav Nosson Zal says that this is hinted to in the word Gera, Shehu Begematria Yitzchak. Gera is 208, which is the Gematria of Yitzchak. Shehu Begematria Pinchas Kemuva. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Pinchas is Begematria Yitzchak, Ki Yitzchak Hu Bechinas Gvurais. Because Yitzchak is the symbol of Gvura, Pachad Yitzchak. Avram Avinu is called Isha Chesed. Yitzchak is known for Gvura, serving Hashem with Gvura, ready to kill himself for Hashem. Shehu b'chinas ha-tfila b'chinas din. He symbolizes that tfila b'chinas din. She'ikro nasa b'Rosh Hashanah, of which one of the main times of the year that we have that is on Rosh Hashanah. B'chinas pachad Yitzchak. K'mo shekotzo shem b'atornal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran. V'ze b'yatzmoy b'chinas Pinchas. And that's what Pinchas was also all about. Pinchas was one who took the spear and he killed Zimri and Cosby. It says by Pinchas, Vayepalel, Osa Pliloisim Koino. He didn't daven a tefillah of chesed. He was arguing with Hashem. Plili is mishpat, din. It says Vayepalel. Ki ikar hatefillah bebechinas din, hu bebechinas Pinchas. Because the main example, the main sample of the tefillah bebechinas din is Pinchas, Bechinas vayamoy Pinchas vayepalel, as it says, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran.